Hello, everyone, and welcome to Session 1 of Awakening the Mystic Christ Within with Bill Bauman, titled The Power of the Christ Within. This is your host, Colleen, at the Shift Network. We are so excited to get going, but first I've got a few orientation details to share with you, so I invite you to get comfortable. Since some of you have been on calls with us before, and some of you may be brand new, please allow me a few moments to get everyone on the same page so we ensure you all have what you need to take best advantage of this course. Just a few quick reminders then. You should have received a course orientation email the day you registered, which contains a link where you can confirm your email address and ensure you receive future emails. Throughout the course, you will receive two emails every week, directly from the Shift Network, an email before the call containing details for the call, and then an email following that contains deepening practices to help support you in the integration of your course materials. Please locate and bookmark your course homepage, which contains all of your recordings, your transcripts, course materials, along with information on several ways to connect to live calls. The course homepage can be found by following the link provided in any of the emails I just mentioned. Lastly, you will also receive two emails from Maestro Conference, 24 and 2 hours prior to each course call. These reminders include your personal PIN number and phone number for dialing into the conference. Now, some information about the platforms we use for our courses. If you dialed in by phone or by web phone, you're on the Maestro Conference platform. Maestro is a technology that allows people to interact in virtual events with live conversation. You'll be prompted to participate by pressing numbers on your phone's keypad during the call, such as pressing 1 to ask a question or by pressing 4 to join a breakout group. As you will learn, breakout groups will be a way of conversing directly with other students around a specific topic. If at any time you have a technical issue or a question during a call on Maestro, you can press 5 on your keypad and I will assist you. We also provide an audio webcast, which allows you to interact by typing questions into a message box. Please know that you cannot participate in a live breakout group from the webcast. If using the webcast, you can call into Maestro Conference just before the breakouts begin to be placed into a breakout group. You can find your access number and PIN listed on the course homepage. If you have any technical questions or problems while using the webcast, please type them directly into the message box and be sure to include your email address so we can reply by email. If you have joined via the webcast but would prefer to experience the benefits of Maestro in the future, and if you are concerned about any financial charges with international calling, please check out the additional access numbers link in the upper right-hand corner of your home page, including a free web phone option. If you're new to online learning, we understand this can be a lot of information. If you have any questions or are in need of support, please do not hesitate to contact our customer support team by visiting our website at support.theshiftnetwork.com. If at any time you have a technical issue or question, you can press 5 if you're on the phone. If you're on the webcast, type in the message in the box. And great, that covers it for all the details for today. You all know we are on this journey into Awakening the Mystic Christ with Bill Bauman and how fortunate we are to be here together. Bill holds degrees in philosophy, theology, psychology. His depth and experience as a Catholic priest, psychotherapist, consulting psychologist, spiritual healer and leader, world peace specialist, leadership trainer and visionary. We are so happy to be with you all. So glad you will be joining us for this 7-week exploration. So Bill Bauman, on behalf of the Shift Network and all our participants, a big heart welcome.
Wow, Colleen, thank you. What a heartfelt experience that introduction was. That's so sweet of you, and thank you, and truly thank you to the Shift Network. And if I may shift my attention, thank you, each and every one of you who's here. I mean each of you who's here. I have been so pumped, I think is the word, so excited about this. I was saying to Colleen just in the green room before, how probably it was, I'm guessing maybe a month and a half ago that Shift Network asked me to do this, and everything in me, everything just jumped up and said yes, and said yes with a yell, because, and then this was my feel, because there are certain people out there who really are and are deeply connected to and have a call from the mystic Christ within. And everything in me just said to me, it's just a calling to me to join with you. So thank you for being here. Thank you for signing up for this 7-week experience, this profoundly powerful experience. I must say, this is probably, and I do a lot of different things, but this is probably, if not my favorite, it's way up there among my favorite involvements. I've taught this course for the Shift Network before, and then I led a special 7-month immersion program in the Mystic Christ for them. It's sacred. So these 7 weeks are going to be so sacred, and I just invite you, please, feel invited, feel embraced, feel welcomed, feel a warm spot in your heart just coming alive, because we're together, you, me, and all of us, every one of us. And this is, even as we speak, this is more than the beginnings of a family, a Christ family, if I may say it, a family with a Christ nature, a family with a Christ spirit, a family with a Christ presence. And what we have the privilege of doing together for 7 beautiful weeks is just bathing in that Christ presence, mystery, light, love, power, and letting it become us more and more and more and more, to whatever degree is perfect and just right for each of us. So I feel like you've been waiting for us, and we've been waiting for you, and we're here. And I feel like saying we're home. I feel like I'm home with you. And with that, I want to invite each of us just to open right now, to the experience of the Christ. I, just like Colleen just did, I have a few announcements. But the announcements are all around what this experience is. And the first announcement is this, as you I'm sure know or have a sense of, because by the way, there are some of us who have been a part of what this course was before, and others of us, I think probably more of us, who are really new. This is maybe the first time, you've met me and the first time you've hung out in this sacred space with the Christ. Again, because something deeply called you, if you will. And whether I know you, whether I technically don't, I feel like I know you now. I feel like we have a heart connection, a soul connection, a person connection, a Christ connection, that as we move through these weeks together, we'll just go on and on and on. So my first announcement is, this is a different kind of course. It's not quite as mind-centered, not quite as cognitively oriented. It's certainly, there's plenty of information here, and there will be, and I think you'll realize with me that by the time we get to the 7th week, we've learned a lot in terms of technical learning. But that's really the back burner for this experience. This is much more of a heart-centered, soul-centered, Christ-centered kind of experience. This is about the mystic Christ, which, and mystic really could translate into lots of words, but the one word I want to pick out is grace. This is about that mysterious, mystical Christ that each of us has, even if unexpressed or less expressed until now. Something about the way that mystic Christ just blesses us, just comes alive within us, just expresses as grace, through grace, in grace, whatever blessings, whatever gifts. So this is kind of like a download kind of experience where we open ourselves and let ourselves go, and we just receive. We're open and receptive. So really what this 7 weeks is about is it's about massaging your inner Christ. It's about letting the Christ within you and me and us just come alive from the depths of our heart into the totality of our heart, and from our heart into the totality of our mind, into the totality of our bodies, into the totality of our energy fields. It's about that Christed nature of us, just awakening us into it, and awakening us into the Christ that each of us is. And so we do this not just with me leading us, and certainly I'm here to really lead us. I am, again, so alive in this, but we do it in a deep and loving oneness with each other. We really are a family. We're a special gathering. We're called. And if I may use the word Christed, which I think you'll find me using off and on through the weeks, we're a gathering of Christed beings. And just in that regard, I want to say the word Christ. It's a fascinating word, and one of the things I learned years and years ago when I studied theology before becoming a priest, is that the word Christ, it's from a Greek word, Christos, which means the anointed one. So just like the word Buddha means the enlightened one. So the word Christ is the anointed one. And if I could pick out another analogy, which is more modern, if you will, and a little more secular, it's the analogy of the Wizard of Oz. And if you recall that fairy tale, the Wizard of Oz, Dorothy, the main character, gets lifted up into this strange place called Oz. And then she's all of a sudden fighting this battle between good and evil. There's the good witches and the evil witches. And as she walks through this scary yellow brick road to find the wicked witch, the wicked witch sends her, I think, winged monkeys to destroy Dorothy. But when the winged monkeys find her, they can't destroy her because she's got what they called the mark of Glinda on her forehead. And Glinda, in that story, is the good witch. So Dorothy had an enormous amount of protection. And not only protection, but light and inner guidance and strength and power because of that mark on her forehead. Well, we're Christed. We're anointed. And also on our foreheads, just in ways that we may know about, may sense, but may have no clue about. As a part of our Christedness, we're called. We're called. We're a sort of a special group, and I'm not trying to imply that anyone else is not special in her or his own way. But we are. We're in that space where two or more are gathered, quote-unquote. The we who are gathered are Christed. We're anointed. We're beings with a Christ nature. And so this course is all about that being awakened, that being graced, that being brought alive. And so we specialize in what some people call transmission, just transmission, where, you know, we don't have to work at it. So please, as the next part of this beginning announcement, I want to invite you, in fact, probably beg you, not to work at this, not to try to prove yourself worthy of being a Christ, not to earn your way into Christhood, not to try to prove yourself in any way or overly take charge of anything. It's really about receiving. It's really about just opening. So if we take the work out of it, kind of take ourselves out of the work mode, if we kind of sit back, if we just sort of let our feeling self, our intuitive self, even our grateful self, just kind of receive, just let happen, And then drink in. Just drink in the gift. This is a 7-week gift. And I want to say, I feel like, I see it. I see it clearly. I see it in you. I see it in me. I see it in us. I feel like there's this mighty, mighty Christ that is. And when I get around to giving my first talk here this evening, I'll say much more about that mighty Christ. But there's a mighty, mighty Christ that's a Christ presence to our whole planet, to every human being. And that Christ is calling each of us to be a partner, to be a voice box of, to be an expressor of, to be a manifester of that Christ and that Christ's love and that Christ's blessing to the world. And in that sense, what a tremendous, tremendous blessing it is. So I want to take maybe 2 minutes out as a next announcement, I guess I'd call it, and just share a little something about myself for those of you who don't know me. So here's my whole life history in 2 minutes. That's pretty cool, isn't it? So as Colleen nicely mentioned, I started out in my early 20s with my heart just being broken open. And it got broken open into love, but quite quickly it got broken open into a Christ love. And so I was at that point in a Christian context, a Catholic context, and so I did what those Christian scriptures talk about, which is take Jesus into one's heart, or take the Christ into one's heart. And so I did that, and I just sort of gave myself to that. And shortly after that, a few years after that, I became a Catholic priest. Stayed in that for a very short time. I just felt called to sort of beyond what the parameters of that religion could afford in terms of how I could give my gifts to the world or my Christ gifts. So I met this amazingly beautiful, sensational nun with whom I have been living and who is my life mate for the last 47 and a half years. See, now I could tell you're doing the math in terms of my age here, aren't you? Anyway, and it is an exquisite relationship. I am so blessed. In fact, she's right here. She's listening to this talk. And then moved into psychology and spent a lot of years kind of going into the depths and depths and depths and depths of humanness and doing that as a healer and as a lover and as an empowerer, as an awakener, as a helper. And then in the middle of all that, moved into a profoundly deep spiritual space where I felt really moved into just all the arenas of spirituality, into divinity and light and even beyond creation, out into the beyond mystical quantum void. And so I feel like I've been fortunate to travel, if you will, travel into all the realms in which we all live. And that has morphed and circled around to this moment, just this moment, because I feel like everything that my life has been about, and this may be true for all of us, I don't know, it has been preparation for this moment and this 7-week period. So I am here. Whatever my life has been, whatever gifts live here, whatever powers are here, whatever Christness is here, they are absolutely here for you and with you. And so in that regard, next announcement, yes, I know, do they ever end? No, they apparently don't, is about emails. I somehow came up with this, maybe the first class I taught for the Shift Network. I would love to invite, if, and of course only if you feel like doing it, that any one of you who feels like you just are moved to email me throughout the 7 weeks, and one, share anything you feel like sharing about what's going on with you, or two, if you've got some kind of question in there or something like that, to email me. Now, the downside of that is, just because of everything else that goes on in my life, I won't be technically answering your emails. I won't be answering questions directly. But, for example, I'll just give you an example. Someone emailed me maybe about 3 days ago, and said, I took your Christ course before. It changed my life. I really want to take it again, but something in me seems to be kind of in a battle about whether to do it. Please tell me what I should do. Well, I didn't respond through an email, but I just got an email earlier today from that person saying, oh, thank you for just the way that the Christ that we share very peacefully helped me answer that question for myself. And, of course, that person, the response was, no, you got what you needed to get out of it before, and you don't need it this time. And so it works that way. So if you feel like it, and, of course, there's no need to, unless you want to email me. Now, to get to me, I have an indirect email as opposed to a direct email. And I have the world's most wonderful personal assistant who is just sensational. Her name is Mona, M-O-N-A. So you can email me at, and then this is the email address, Mona, M-O-N-A, at BillBauman.net. And Bill Bauman would be BillBauman.net. And it's got a net after it as opposed to some of those other endings. So that's there. Now, one other thing I want to mention while I'm on the topic of emails is for the second, third, and fourth time that we're together, I would love to spend maybe 7, 8, 9, 10 minutes with one of you. With one of you where I think on the phone during our hour and a half in the class, in the second, third, and fourth one. And just to respond either to a need or if something needs healing or if you are looking for the Christ to respond to you, to give you some kind of a gift, please feel free, if you feel like you might be one of those people that I could spend time with, please email me, again, same email address, and just let me know that you'd like to spend those several minutes with me. And then somehow, probably right before that class, Mona or someone from the Shift Network will connect with you and invite you to have that time with me during that class. It's a time not just for you and me, but it's a time for all of us circled around, centering around you and me, to drink in our versions of the very same gift that you get during that time. So there, I hope I've said all of that. And then the last part before, yes, it's the last announcement. Honest, would I lie to you? No, I wouldn't. So the last thing I'd just like to briefly share is kind of what I think the Shift Network calls the call flow. I think what we're going to do is I'll just say hello. We'll all say hello to each other. I'll take a few minutes, read a few of the emails that have come in and do a little commentary on them. Obviously, I won't be able to respond to all of them. Then I'm going to give a talk, probably a 20-minute talk or so, perhaps followed by a guided meditation. Then something like a sharing time where we invite any of you who feel like sharing anything or asking anything, and we'll spend several minutes with that. And as I mentioned, the next few times I'll respond to one particular one of you. And then, given the timing, I'll do a second talk and then possibly a closing meditation. And then end with a deepening practice or exercise that I'd like to give you as a sort of like a homework kind of a thing for the rest of the week. So all of that leads me to the last thing before I do actually a talk. I know you think I've been talking all along, don't you? Oh, silly. No, I'm just warming up. So what Colleen is getting ready to do is to unmute all of us. I would like to invite all of us on the phone and actually all of those on the webcast also, and all of those who are listening later, because some people, just because of where they live around the world or their other commitments, don't have the time to be here right now, but have all of us just say hello, some version of a hello, which is, our way of just embracing each other, welcoming each other, kind of bonding with each other, and welcoming all of us into this just really exciting adventure. So, and I realize those of you on the web can't be heard auditorily, but you can be heard in our hearts. So, Colleen, would you just unmute us or whatever you do? Hello, everybody.
Hello.
Oh my goodness. Woo, woo. That one was just a heart jumper. Thank you. Thank you, Colleen. Thank you, everybody. I love to do that. And at the end of each time, too, I want to invite us to say a beautiful goodbye, which is our way of blessing each other for the week to come. So, wow, here we are. Are you ready for the Christ? That sounds like the beginning of a boxing match. Are you ready to rumble? Or something like that. That's not how I meant it. Are you ready for what I believe is one of the most powerful, beautiful, loving, light-filled, amazing, dynamic, rich presences on the face of this earth? And that's what we're calling the Christ. And in just a minute, I want to really talk about what is this Christ that we're talking about? Who is this Christ that we're talking about? But just before that, I want to share with you, about an hour or so before this, I had prepared this class. About an hour or so before, I sat down and I just kind of took out those little notes that I had. And I thought I would just go over them, and I didn't. I sat down, and I just instantly went into this deep space, and then this deeper space, and then this deepest space. And I kind of hit not the bottom. You can never hit a bottom in a deep space, but in this deepest space, I found all of you, and I found the Christ, just all waiting for me. And so I sank down into this space, which is very much like an inner sanctum, very much like from a Jewish tradition, a holy of holies space, a sacred space, where the Christ that has invited us, was and is, and I feel us in that space right now. And this is a space of blessing. And so I just stayed there. I stayed there for like 45 minutes, barely able to move. And knowing that while my mind was blank, my mind didn't have a construct, a thought, a message anywhere, that I was with you in the most sacred of spaces. So I feel like in that space, each of us has done our preparation for this time. So as I'm talking, if you know me at all, you'll know that one of the things I say, and I say it pretty obnoxiously, I say it a lot, is that as you listen to me, please listen to me with one ear, but with your really, really good ear, listen to your own heart, listen to your own soul, listen to the Christ within. So here we are. Who is this Christ? What is a Christ? What is the Christ? Who are you as a Christ? And so those are the questions, or those are the versions of the singular question that as you signed up for this, as your heart said, do this, because I want to open to this Christ. Your mind might be saying, well, what is this? So I want to dance around and in and through the question. We're all familiar, of course, with the historical Jesus, because that historical Jesus has been given the term, the Christ, the title, if you will, Jesus the Anointed One. And so that term, the Christ, it has taken over, and it really applies to anyone who's anointed, if you will, in a sense. And we tend to call the certain major historical Christ, we tend to call them avatars. And you might think of the movie Avatar, if you will, but these avatars, there's Jesus, of course, and there's Buddha, of course, and there's Krishna, of course, and there's Lao Tzu and Moses, and I could go on and on. My sense is that every tradition invites a Christ. Every tradition, whether it's Buddhism, Hinduism, Taoism, Christianity, Islam, Judaism, and Native American traditions, and other indigenous peoples' traditions, and take all the cultures and traditions around the world, the hundreds and hundreds of them. Every time there's a group that somehow that invites from the depths of infinity, it invites a presence. It invites a particular light, a particular expression of divinity into a human form. And that presence, that human presence, brings with itself, himself, herself, brings a gift for that culture, or a gift for this humanity, or a gift for the human race, or a gift for the earth. And the gift is sometimes in the form of a message, like Jesus preached the message of love. Buddha preached the message of light. Lao Tzu preached the message of being. Krishna preached the message that in each of us there is divinity, that we are divinity expressed. And Moses, Abraham, preached the message of faith, if you will. So sometimes it's in the form of a message. Other times it's just, or side by side with the message, it's in the form of a blessing. It's just like the divinity, infinity, grace, just wants to, at that particular moment in time, for the whole human race, for all of creation, for just a certain people, for whatever, for you, for me, just wants to bless us, just wants to give us a certain quality of light, a certain kind of empowerment, a certain burst of creativity, a certain opening of a doorway, a certain kind of new gift that allows a whole new creation. And so those can come just as light to each of us individually, but oftentimes they come through these beings, these Christs. And of course there are some famous ones, but you know, I feel like there are probably, for every famous Christ there is, there are probably thousands of either less famous or completely non-famous Christs. And I feel like, get ready for this, I feel like you are one of those Christs sent here, put into human form, to bring either a message or a gift or a blessing. To bring love, for example. To bring a kind of love that is healing to others, healing to yourself, that's nurturing, that's like a beautiful salve on a wound. Or you're here to bring an empowerment to others, like to wake people up to their own deservingness and to their own authority to create X, Y, or Z in their life, to believe in themselves, if you will, or again, to let that very same gift move into you in whatever way is perfect and right and just perfect for you. So you are one of those Christs, and I deeply sense, not just believe, that the reason you're here in this moment, here with us, is that There's been this little magnet in you, probably from conception or birth on, this little magnet in you that's drawn you to find out who you are, as you perhaps walked through all the hurdles and the potholes of your life, as you've done your regular human living and obligations and face those challenges and overcome obstacles. As you've done all of that, probably something deep in you kept saying, that's not all there is. Something kept saying, there's more to you. And you maybe didn't know exactly what that was, but you kept saying yes, and you kept putting one foot in front of the other, moving sort of in your own Braille method way, where you feel your way along to find you. And I feel like right now, right in this moment, we're finding ourselves. I'm finding me, you're finding you, we're finding us. And we're doing it in the embrace of others who, like us, yes, are human beings and strong, full human beings, but are also more than traditional human beings, more than just human beings in the historical context of the term, that there's something more. And I feel like this Christ that we are, that we share, that you are, is here. And maybe finally at this point, saying to you something like, ah, it's time. It's time. It's time to be who you really are. It's time to wake up more fully too. It's time to bathe and immerse yourself in. Ah, it's time to be massaged with and to come into the joyous embrace of this mystic Christ. So, wow, we have 7 weeks of privilege, just the privilege to sit in, bathe in, immerse ourselves in, be, experience, be blessed by, be awakened by, be healed by, be brought into our fullness by and with and as this remarkable, remarkable presence that we are called the Christ. So, what is the Christ? Let me ask the question one more time. I feel like this Christ that we are is pure light. Two words, pure light. And just before I explain that, I sense that we're all right there. First of all, as we're together, I'm sensing us immersed in this light. There's a very pure light. I mentioned when I was talking about myself earlier that one of the privileges that I'm sure I totally have not deserved is that I'm allowed to see light. I'm allowed to live in light. I feel like whatever is the light field, if you will, whatever are the bigger dimensional light fields of it all, I've been permitted to become an intimate part of that and to live that. And in that light, I tend to see that light in two ways. One, just as light, endless, absolutely unlimited light that goes on and on and on and on forever, beyond the universes, if you will. And that's a light that is just pure, it's clear, it's amazing, it's got all the potential, and that's what, of course, quantum physics and string theory and modern science say, is that in light there's the wave and the particles have all these waves, all this endless potential and possibility that's unmanifest until it's time for it to manifest. So there's this light with all these possibilities. But the second thing is this light can give itself into a form. This light, for example, takes the form of love. It takes the form of creativity and creation. It takes the form of power and authority. It takes the form of various expressions of light. And so we have, for example, the angelic realm. Those are light beings coming from a certain quality of light that comes in, and these angelic beings are here to nurture us, protect us, etc., like we use the term guardian angel. And other beings, such as, for example, other beings of light like guides or saints from various traditions, if you will. But one of those lights, and I think it's the purest light of the divine, just as I let myself, just as each of us does, so I let myself hang out with just the divine, call it the God or the goddess of all creation, and I just let myself experience the light of that divine source. It's an extremely pure light. It's very uncluttered. It's if we compare it to ice cream, which is of course an absurd thing, but it's a light, different expressions, flavors of light, just like flavors of ice cream. It's not even pure vanilla as opposed to chocolate or strawberry, if you will. It's so translucent that it's absolutely invisibly rich. It's the most rich light. And that's the light that I see emanating out, putting itself into the form of Christ. So if I'm not mistaken, many of us have felt through our life like, yes, I'm human and all of that, but somehow I don't fully fit the mold. There's something different about me, and of course, most of us have had a hard time finding words to describe what's different. But it just could be that there's a deep sensitivity in you that goes beyond the norm. That there's a even in your very intricate fine-tuned nervous system, there's a quality of light that's very intense, very focused, very laser-like, where you feel things, you know things, you pick up things. It's a light that has a certain kind of giftedness to it, even if it makes us uncomfortable or leaves us feeling different or creates other side effects in it. So there's this pure light that is the light of the divine that gives itself to a form. And I want to say, and this is my deep sense of each of us, that when each of us was birthed, really that pure light was birthed. That pure light put itself into I'm looking for an adjective, a sacred human form. Back to my term, holy of holies. The innermost core of you is a holy of holies, hosting, holding, housing this pure light. It's the light of the divine. It's the light of the Christ. You are beautiful, and I mean beautiful, being. Special, Christed, divine. And here, we'll get to the why question through our 7 weeks together. Like, why are you here? What are you about? But for this moment, here you are for the sake of being the divine on earth. And yes, that doesn't take anything away from all the human supposed flaws of you and me and all the issues and problems and conflicts and challenges we face. That's just being human. Forgive me for just seeming to sweep it under the carpet in one fell swoop, but that's just being human. Of course that is. But somehow, side by side with that, even in the very middle of that, look at yourself right now. Look into your heart. Look into your soul. Look into your core, your center. Look into this flavored self, flavored with the divine, flavored with light. I remember, probably 20 years ago, when there was great talk about the Aquarian Age, that we were just moving into the Aquarian Age. And of course, if you talk to different people, they'll give you a different date as to when the Aquarian Age showed up, but there's pretty much agreement that it's here. And the Aquarian Age is an age of light. And I remember at the time, because I was having my own strong experiences of light and oneness, if you will, and it was at that time that, as Colleen mentioned, my wife, precious wife Donna, and I had this nonprofit organization in Washington, D.C. called World Peace Institute, where it was really about creating peace through what we called a consciousness of oneness. Oneness. So I was with light and oneness, and those two terms are pretty interchangeable, I think, because oneness is sort of the experience, the human experience of light. But in that time when all that talk about the Aquarian Age coming was there, I remember looking at it and realizing, the Aquarian Age is an age of light. And it's that time in our human growth, our human evolution, our human advancement, our human magnification, if you will, as we grow more and more and more fully into not just what it's like to be human, but what it's like to be everything that we are, the human being a part of that. I remember getting this, I'll call it insight or this download or this awareness. Oh, this is the point at which all sorts of beings are going to start being born with light being a more significant facet of them, the purer light, if you will. And that's when, if you recall, people started talking about children being born as star children and indigo children and a few other terms like that. And then I started looking around at the people who had been drawn to me and the people to whom I've been drawn. And I started seeing that light. And I started realizing, and this may or may not, but I feel like it probably may fit you. I started realizing that each of us were born into the age before the Aquarian age, which was the Piscean age, which is a water sign, where we sort of slosh through, if you will. Water being a wonderful, wonderful, not just energy, but metaphor. It's like in the Christian tradition, the baptism and of course the our whole creative self has a lot of water to it in our bodies, etc. But where it's really about getting free from hardship, if you will, moving through the waters, even the quicksands of life, if you will. And I know I'm overgeneralizing with that, but here's what I think might apply. That each of us got born with this very pure light. We sort of put it on the back burner while we sloshed our way through life. And then something deep in us, that inner magnet, that inner light, started waking us up, just waking us up. And here we are right now, this light. And we've moved from, and of course many of us, of course, are still moving from, but we've moved from that regular human being trying to get free to this remarkable embodiment of light, which is, who is the Christ. And so there's a gift here right now that I'll put into words in just a minute, but there's a sevenfold gift, a gift each time we get together, a gift of that pure light, from that light to you, and a gift for you from that light that invites you into that light with each gift a little bit more, and invites that light into you a little bit more, so that maybe by week 6 or 7, certainly, we can be saying, wow, you are a Christ itself. You have a Christ nature. You are a deep, intimate Christ, and there won't be a one of us that will feel awkward or strange or out of our league with words like that, simply because these sevenfold gifts will have moved us, awakened us to this true light, pure light, true nature. So my sense is the gift of today. Colleen mentioned when she introduced this first class, she mentioned the word power. And I feel like that's a really good word, but let me talk about it for just a couple minutes. And then what I want to do is kind of open this up to give any of us who feel like it a chance to say some things, share some things, ask some questions, whatever it may be, both for the sake of what that sharing or those questions, answers might be, but also for the sake of connecting us to each other, for the sake of us feeling each other and growing into each other and opening to how one person's gift is that person's gift, certainly, but is shareable with me. And so as we move through the 7 weeks, it's not just the Christ from within gives you that gift, or the Christ through me gives you that gift, but the Christ through all of us gives you that gift. So in that sense, what an amazing gift-filled time it is. So let's take Colleen's word, power. take where you are right now, because I've been talking for 97 hours or however long I've been talking, and again, the words have been background music. The words have been sort of verbal commentary on something deeper. It's been a commentary on the very pure light that you are, that somehow, deep, deep, deep within, somehow, just wants to awaken. And I'll just share a little analogy along the side. One of the things I do is during the week, as I spend either a half a day or a whole day with somebody, somebody comes and spends that time with me, and I'm just there to support that person in whatever way. And what happens often is just what happened just this morning, as a matter of fact. So I spent 4 hours with this person, and at one level, we talked. We just talked. This person had gobs of questions. This person had deep, concerns and deep focuses within herself and really needed some things done. And so we talked. But very shortly, she started saying, you know, I'm feeling all sorts of things happening within me. And I said, yeah, here's what I see happening and happening and happening. So the talk is sort of like the tip of the iceberg. The part with the mind that the mind engages with is that. But what's beautiful about how the Christ works, and this is sort of our intro into this theme of power, this gift of today. The Christ can work linearly like the mind does. The Christ can work through concepts like the mind does. But the Christ can work in a gazillion other ways. The Christ can work with and as light. The Christ can work with and as the love that's in our heart. The Christ can work with and in and through just the creative juices that live in our depth, in our bodies, in our energy fields. The Christ can work with every energy of every chakra. The Christ can work with your most primal depths, the elemental earth, air, fire, water quality of you, to create anything. And so the Christ often uses the verbal dialogue as the tip of the iceberg, as the entree, as the door opener, to help happen whatever we're talking about deep down, to awaken it. And so this person this morning just said, gee, I'm feeling in my gastrointestinal self, I'm feeling all of a sudden this kind of swirling of energies, if you will. Or then later she said, I'm feeling this kind of something kind of coming alive and like movement in my legs like I've not felt before. And all of that just as a gift. So the Christ that this person this morning was or is, just wanted to take whatever the conversation was about and make it real. Make it real inside by taking charge internally. Just taking charge. And so what I've been watching, especially in the last 10, 12 minutes or so of our talk, is I've been watching the Christ that we are, the Christ that we share, the Christ that each of us is, from deep, deep, deep down in us, maybe that same deep place that I sunk into for the hour before this call, that we're all hanging out in during this call. What the Christ has been doing is just, I'm going to say, activating, just bringing to life a kind of power, a kind of juice, a kind of inner strength, a gift of a core you that is all of a sudden more grounded and more grounding in who you are, in the Christ that you are. I'm watching the Christ deep within each of us kind of rising up, becoming a solid ground, just inventing, just in the nanosecond that it took, a kind of a power, a kind of a juice, a kind of an internal authority, the authority of the Christ, to create a foundation, to create a root system, to create a ground within us that is the ground of the Christ. And so right here, right now, for some of us feelable, for others of us because it's maybe so much in the form of light that we don't feel it like we would feel an energy, but right now, here you are, this being who brought your Christedness with you, being grounded in a very special way, in a way that in a sense sets the foundation, sets the platform for the next 6 weeks, if you will, or the next 7 weeks of our time together. And this gift, the gift of a grounded Christ, is about to serve each of us and all of us as we move forward from here. Wow. So I'm going to stop talking. I know, I hear that collective sigh of relief. Isn't it wonderful? Yes. And in a minute I'm going to turn it over to any of us who feels like expressing anything, saying anything, sharing anything, either sharing maybe what's happening with you here or just anything you feel like sharing, or I should say it this way, anything you feel like your heart and soul are moving you to share. And, of course, side by side with that, if someone has a question, that's always fine with me as well, because I like to do two things. One, have you share because I recognize that sometimes inspiration comes through me, but sometimes inspiration comes through you. And if you feel like sharing something about yourself, I'd be willing to bet that there are several of us at least who would profit from that sharing. And then, of course, the second theme is any kind of question that you might have. So at this point, Colleen, would you be willing to tell us how we can kind of raise our hand?
Yes, thank you so much, Bill. Please, if you'd like to raise your hand, you're on Maestro Conference, which means you've called in via web phone or the regular phone. Press 1 on the telephone keypad. And if you are on the webcast, you can type in your question or sharing directly into the box there, please. So please press 1 on your telephone keypad if you'd like to share with all of us here. And I do have a sharing from the webcast.
All right.
Okay, Bill. And this is from J.S.
J.S.
Let's share our flavors of light with each other. Everyone take out your cosmic squirt guns, fill them with your light, and drench everyone else. 1, 2, 3... Go.
J.S., you did it. That is sensational, just sensational. I just happen to know this amazing J.S., and I just love and adore her. I'm talking about you, J.S., as though you're not even here. Isn't that something? And she is a tickler. She is a fun awakener. So what a beautiful, beautiful invocation and invitation. Thank you, J.S. That was sensational.
Yes, thank you. We also have a caller from area code 609. You have the mic. Go ahead, please.
This has been amazing. This is Shine. I'm from New Jersey, and I've just been so overcome and feel that saturation of light. It's just glowing all around. I thank you so much for magnifying all of our beams and just making it such a glorious evening. Thank you. And I also have a question. There's so much that is going on internally in my life that really takes me off center. And then I ask for the light and it comes and I get back in place, but it's just been such a roller coaster. I don't know if you sense anything and give me some advice.
Sure, I'd be delighted to do that. First of all, if I may, I'd just love to. Well, first of all, thank you so much for your sharing before you asked the question. That was just beautiful. But if I just kind of tune in to your depths, to where all that stirring, all, whatever happens to pull you off center, where that's going on, I want to say something and then respond more to what your question is. The first thing I want to say is I really feel like this grounding that is the gift of this evening that we've just been with and that will, for each of us, by the way, grow and grow through the week, that I think is a beginning, what do I want to call that, a beginning empowering of your depth so that you can have a stronger internal ground that won't get pulled off center nearly as much. So I think that's there. But then second, if I just because I think you're asking for something, what I would love to do, I really see that. It looks like what you described, it looks like that's been there for a long time. That kind of if I may say, kind of a fragile center and depth that can get pulled off just a little too easily. So if it feels right to you, I would be honored to just as an embodiment as an expression of our Christness, yours and mine and all of ours. So it's really, in a sense, all of us being present to you and just embracing you with an enormous amount of love right now. I would be honored to just kind of just in the next 1 minute, if you will. Is it okay if I just help this out internally?
I would love it.
Okay.
Thank you
so much. So just in the next 1 minute, at most probably, just to kind of feel the hand of God or the hand of the divine, and especially feel the hand of the Christ expression of that divine. Feel the hand of the Christ that is the Christ whose light and energy especially lives in you and especially in your heart. Feel that hand going down, down, down to that place that gets stirred up, that place that gets agitated, that place that gets thrown off center, if you will. And know that right now that hand is right there. And that hand is bringing a special power, a special gift, a special strength. And the word I would pick is strength. And just right now is inserting that presence of strength, that energy of strength, that solidness of strength, right there, right in that spot, which is, I think, just feelable right now. And then this precious, divine, Christed hand is going to leave that there for the rest of your life. And just right now, just the hand will just lift off. And that power, that strength, that stability, that groundedness is there. And it's yours. It's yours for the rest of your life. And so, yes, it'll take a little getting used to, because you're not used to kind of feeling strong in the core of you. But I feel like that's a nice problem to have, is to get used to that, and just get to know it and embrace it and feel it. So thank you so much for that. Thank you for asking. That was beautiful and precious.
Thank you so much. I felt my... sit up straight and something enormously big shift in my heart. Thank you so much.
Mm-hmm. Yes. Oh, you're so welcome. And just before we go to someone else, thank you so much. That was beautiful. Just before we shift to somebody else, if I could just comment on that a little bit for all of us. There's a saying I have, and it's a really not a very sophisticated saying. That when I'm with any group, and I do a lot of groups, mentoring groups and all sorts of groups, But when there's a gift to one person, there's, and then here's my term, there's a spillover effect where it spills over to anybody else who needs it, so that we're all very soul connected. So your soul just takes, for example, whatever was that gift to her, and brings whatever is the version of it that's just right for you into you. And that's the, you know, our light is really about oneness. And so in this beautiful space of oneness that we share right now, that's not stealing from anyone, and that's not being selfish. That's just, and whatever you take to yourself does not take it away from anybody else. So it's a total win-win, where we all get the benefit of the gift. So what the gift for her was, and it was a beautiful gift, each of us has our own version of that at this point. So wonderful. Wow, Colleen, is there somebody else?
Yes, we do. Another one from the webcast, Sonia, would like to share a question she has. Is this divine Christ within anything like the connection we Christians have with the Holy Spirit? That's one question. And she also says, when she works with clients, I always told them when they thanked me for helping them that I had not helped them. They had done the work. Whatever I had done had been an energy working through me. Could that have been the divine Christ within?
Wowzers. What a beautiful question, Sonia. Thank you. Or both of them. Let me just respond to the second one first, because it's right here. It absolutely could have been, and if I'm not mistaken, absolutely was, the Christ within, and your inner Christ and outer Christ kind of connecting with this person's inner Christ. It's just another way of languaging it, but it gives it a flavor, if you will, because the Christ is a lot of things. The Christ is a blesser. The Christ is an empowerer. The Christ is a transformer. But the Christ is, in so many ways, a healer. And so the healer that each of us is strongly not just connected to, but infused with the life of the Christ. So absolutely it is that. I love your first question about, just to refresh anyone's minds, that could this Christ be, in a Christian tradition, the Holy Spirit? I have looked at that from, about 862 angles over the years. I counted, 862, really? No. Actually, Sonia, I feel deeply that the answer is a big, huge yes, because in the Christian tradition teaching, sort of Jesus left and sent the Holy Spirit, or the light version of the Christ, the Christ that doesn't need a human form, if you will, that remains. And so it very, very much is, in that tradition, the Holy Spirit. I think you can use that term with great confidence. So thank you. And how about if we have maybe one more sharing or person?
Yes, thank you. We have a caller who called in on the general PIN. I have it listed as area code 777. You have the mic.
Hello.
We almost heard you. You may be muted on your line. Did you try to unmute yourself?
While this person is unmuting, isn't that the coolest area code, 777? My, it sounds like a jet plane. It's wonderful.
Yes, and it's not even, I think it's like from a different software system, and that's why it's showing up as,
okay.
Its number was 777.
Oh, okay.
Sorry that we cannot help you at this moment.
Yeah, and I'm so sorry.
We cannot hear you. I apologize for that. We do have one more sharing then from the webcast, And it was,
okay.
Thank you, Bill. And I'm sorry, the person who's written this in has forgotten to add their name.
That's just fine.
Okay, but they say, thank you, Bill, for this beautiful Christed jumpstart. Sparks reigniting inner glow of remembering. My heart and soul feel so calm and comforted with this glorious love. Blessings to all.
Oh, wow. What a perfect, perfect way to end this sharing time. Or, if I could say it another way, what a perfect blessing. Thank you for blessing us with those beautiful, beautiful sacred words. Wow, and thank each and every one of you, and even the caller who couldn't quite get through, with apologies for that. I just embrace each of you who spoke, and those of you who didn't. It's a sacred time, and just before I open my big mouth again and really kind of express the Christ in a sort of a guided meditative way as we move our way toward the end of this first time together. But as we do that, as we move toward that, I want to say this. I said this up front, I have been so looking forward to this. I have watched the energy of this grow over these last, especially couple of weeks. I've watched the light of blessing around it get much more intense. I've literally hung out, if you will, in a deep oneness with the Christ nature that we all have, the Christ that we all share. And I've not just heard a lot of things, but I've felt a lot of things. And one of the things I have felt moving up to this time together today is the powerful intent or intention of the Christ to truly initiate us. That's a big word, initiate us. You know, the title of the course is Activating or Awakening the Mystic Christ Within. And we could easily use the word initiating us into the Mystic Christ Within. Initiation to me is a powerful, powerful word. And so I've become really aware in these last many days that the Christ has as an intention, in fact, not just as an intention, but as a commitment, a dedicated approach to each of us from inside as well as from outside to initiate us into who we really are. And in fact, I've heard what I'm about to share with you any number of times just over these days, that the Christ that we are and share and that is here to come alive and awake and here to initiate us into itself is totally committed to taking each of us as far as we will go, as far as everything conscious, subconscious, unconscious in us will allow, as far as any bit of free will at any level within us will say yes to, as far as fully developed as enormously fulfilled as is humanly possible. And so on the one hand, we could say, well, gee, it's just a nice 7-week course. How sweet. And on the other hand, we can say, wow, here's a moment. Here's a moment where, in a sense, time doesn't grind to a total halt, but where time in some way slows down and in some way stops. And there's this moment in the stopping of this time where what comes out of our own inner shadows, what comes out of our own inner depths, is this magical, magical presence, this miraculous or miracle-creating being who, in this sense, is saying to each of us, I can be as miracle-creating as you let me be. I can be as magical, as mystical, as transformational, as opening and awakening as you feel like saying yes to. I can do anything. There is no limitation to what a Christ can accomplish, can do, can create, can make happen, all the way from the deepest, deepest, deepest levels of healing within us. Whatever some deep pain that we may have carried from whenever up until now is, I, the Christ, as the Christ would be speaking, the Christ is saying, I can heal that. And then on the other end of that spectrum, I can take you into your mystical heights as fully, as strongly, as endlessly as you again say yes to, as you hear the inner invitation, as you hear the truth of your deepest being saying, ooh, it seems like this 7 weeks is about this. The Christ is saying, I can do that. But I don't want to just do it for you. I want to do it in you. I want not just you to come alive. I want not just that something to be healed. I want not just your mystical self to come into fullness, but I want me to be an intimate part of it and you an intimate part of me for the rest of your life. Yes, I am here to give you whatever is the tangible, specific gift, and I'm here to give you the gift of me. To be a Christ is amid all the other amazing gifts that there could be in life, all the other just attention-getting and wondrous experiences to have, to be a living Christ is like the miracle of creation itself, alive. And each of us was born with that possibility, that potential, and B, that nature. And so, for most of us, there are facets of our learned humanness where we learn consciously, we learn subconsciously, we learn unconsciously, we learn limitations, we learn to play small, we learn to doubt ourselves, we learn to take on certain weaknesses, we learn certain versions of shame and guilt, we learn fears, we learn a lot of things which simply are like a little bit of a smokescreen to the real truth. They just kind of just because they're a smokescreen, because they do that, they hold us back from knowing who we are. So the Christ, this beautiful, beautiful Christ that you have felt called to, that has called you to this 7 week adventure, in effect is saying, we're here. We've come together. You, me, Bill, everyone else here. We've come together to support each other and to give the reins to me. So remember right up front when I was doing the announcements, I said, you know, really, the best thing all of us can do is just sort of let go, not try, not go to the question of what can I do, but more to the question of, oh, how can I receive? How can I be open? How can I just invite the Christ / grace / the divine, / divine intervention, / infinite love? How can I invite all of that, which is the living, mystical Christ, into full aliveness in this self, and take all that learning that leaves me feeling lesser or smaller or less worthy or whatever it may be, and heal it, and like a breath of fresh air, just move the air through as it blows that out the windows, and installs this amazing Christ in its place, literally in its place, just because I spend lots of time and have for lots of years with lots of people, and I take journeys. I take journeys deep into their psyches, deep into their human depths, deep into the places where pain and misery and where potential joy and freedom live. And in those journeys, I watch that. I watch it happen over and over, where somehow the Christ and whatever is the source of freedom, the divine source of freedom, it just moves something out of them, and right in that very spot. So let's say in the core of your being, whatever it is just gets blown out, and in that very space where you felt weak or lesser or disempowered or whatever it may be, or empty, boom, there's the Christ. There's the Christ. And as we hung out with that beautiful caller from New Jersey who invited this beautiful divine intervention down in her depths and in her heart, that gave, came to each of us. And again, the gift of this evening is and has been, wow, we have the gift of power. The gift of power. So just as we get ready to conclude our time together this evening, this power is an amazing, amazing power. It's the power of the Christ, and most of us are a little afraid of power. But the power of the Christ is a power that's so loving, unconditionally loving, so light-filled and blessing, that blended with that love and that light, this power is so user-friendly. This power is so devoted to you and devoted to those whom you're here to serve. This power is the very infinite power of the divine that none of us needs to be afraid of or shrink back from. So here is the gift, the power of the Christ, in your depths, in your core, in your heart, as the ground, not just of the next 7 weeks, and yes, that, but as the ground of your being, yourself, your presence, your person, your Christness, for the rest of your life. And so what I'm watching, what I see, is that this power is here, and every day for the next 7 days between now and when we meet again will grow, will open itself in this way on Wednesday, move itself in that direction on Thursday, create a connection with you so you feel that power on Friday, will deepen itself so that you feel more grounded in it on Saturday, will open itself to your self-concept so that you start more and more to feel like, ooh, I am that power on Sunday. And then perhaps by the time you get to Monday, that power will be so ingrained in you and solid in you that you start to feel not only powerful, but powerful as a Christ on Monday. So that by Tuesday, your whole being and this power itself opens up to being receptive to whatever the next gift that probably will insert itself right on top of that power when we meet again. Oh, thank you. Thank you, thank you. This time together has been everything I sensed it would be, everything that I felt the Christ inviting me to you and you to me and to us to be. And I am deeply indebted to you, just so grateful to you for who you are. And just before I make some concluding remarks, may I say, and I mean it from the depth of my being, thank you for being you. Thank you for coming to this strange planet. Thank you for caring enough, for loving enough, for embodying the light of the divine enough as you, as the Christ, as the divine, to be here and walk through what you've walked through so that you could awaken to this exquisite nature of yours and find the fuller version of why you're here. And then give. Give to yourself. Give to those around you. Give to those who are called to you. Give to the planet. Give to the whole human race in your own way. Whatever is the gift of the Christ, that is you. Oh, and so, if I may, I would like to just take the last few minutes and invite you to a few things. One is, and I'm really excited about this, there is the option of a breakout group. I think Colleen mentioned that right up front. Following this for a half hour, lots of people I have found, because they've emailed me and told me, have found that really helpful to them. So if you feel called, if you feel like, oh, I'd like to try that out, you're put into small groups, and Colleen will share with us how that happens in just a few minutes. And in that, if you feel moved to be there, sometimes I just offer a topic. And, of course, you don't need to stay with the topic, but the topic I would like to offer just as a way of kind of facilitating the conversation of you and the few people that you might be with is, again, so that through the topic, the growth, the Christness can continue, if you will. The gifts can continue. The topic is something like this. Gee, who am I as the Christ? Or as I look at myself as a Christ, what does that mean to me? What does that look like? That kind of a topic. Then a second thing is, and this is something that the Shift Network, I think, didn't used to offer so much, but they do now, and it's really exciting. It's a Facebook group. And I think, again, Colleen's mentioned something about that. You probably have literature on it. But it gives you a chance to kind of go to a Facebook site, and whether you put questions in there, interact with people, it just keeps massaging what this is. The third thing I'd like, so I really want to invite you to those two if you feel moved to them. The third thing I want to do is I want to remind you that if you feel like just emailing me to share something, if you feel like asking a question, or for the next time we're together, if you feel like asking for a time with me, like remember the 7, 8, 9 minutes or so that we would just spend together, as a way for the Christ to really be there individually and strongly for you and through you to the rest of us, then please feel free to ask for that. That would be great. And then if I get a number of those requests, of course, obviously I can't do everyone, but if it is you, then Shift Network will connect with you about that. And then send those to mona@billbauman.net. And then before we say goodbye, and I turn you back over to the amazing Colleen, I would like to say what I do at the end of each time is I put together what I think we call deepening practices. And this is something that, first of all, either Colleen or Azul will email you either later this evening or first thing in the morning, so you don't have to write these down. But I sort of sat down earlier and put together what I feel like if you want like a daily practice, this is it, and this will take me about 2 minutes to read. So one time each day, spend several minutes with, quote, the mystic Christ within you. And during this sacred time, number one, find that inner Christ, whether it's in your heart or your body or your light field, energy field, or your bigger auric space. Just wherever that Christ is, just find that Christ. And then two, connect. Connect with this amazing Christ. Let yourself experience the Christ, feel the Christ, intuit the Christ, maybe bond with the Christ, embrace the Christ. In whatever way, just let yourself become the Christ. Meet the Christ in whatever way you feel moved to meet that beautiful presence. And third, sit in the energy of this inner Christ. Sit in the light of this inner Christ. Bathe in its blessing. Bathe in its grace. Receive its gifts. Receive its healing. Allow this wondrous Christ to fill you and fill you and fill you. And then fourth, without any excess efforting, just invite yourself to melt. Just melt into this precious inner Christ. Just sink into its loving heart. Become its endless grace. Surrender to its vast mystery. Trust its divine presence. And here's a way I love to say it, evaporate into its mystical wonder. And then, last, watch, notice, observe, witness whatever happens as you lose yourself in your own very mystical Christness, or as you experience your Christ nature emerging, and as you begin to hear the faintest internal whispers of your Christ self, maybe whispering something really sweet like, I really love you. And so when you feel the impulse, then invite your awareness to kind of travel slowly back to your three-dimensional surroundings and bring your Christ itself with you and take a beautiful breath of fresh air and go peacefully about your day. So again, you'll get those in your email either tonight or tomorrow morning. If you feel like doing something like that, that would be a way that the Christ could just have a wonderful, wonderful time with you. Thank you so much. I apologize. I think I went over a whole 1 or 2 minutes. And I want to invite us to say a goodbye to each other. And then I'll turn you right back over to Colleen, who will introduce the whole breakout group experience for you. But as you say goodbye, or whatever word you want to put to it, just know that you're embracing us, you're loving us, you're blessing us for this week ahead so that we can carry you in our hearts for the whole next 7 days. So, Colleen, would you do us the honors?
Yes. Joy to all.
Oh, thank you. Goodbye, everybody.
Good night.
Thank
Good
you.
Night.
I love you.
Bye.
Goodbye.
Oh, beautiful. Thank you. Azul, I'm sorry, Colleen, it is all yours.
Thank you so, so much, Bill, and we will see you next week and be with you through Christ many times. Thank you.
Yes, thank you.
And I wanted to let everyone know, if you'd like to be in a breakout group, please press 4 on your telephone keypad. And remember, the breakout groups are only possible to participate if you're on the Maestro, which means you've called in with a phone or a web phone. So please press 4 on the telephone keypad so I know you'd like to join in the breakout group. And also, while I'm waiting for people to select 4, I did want to remind you again, on your course homepage, you will find details on how to connect to your course community group. And this group, the Facebook group, will provide an opportunity for you to connect with your fellow classmates. I wanted to let you know that this week is open enrollment period, so please do take the time to sign up now. After this period, we change the group status to secret for the benefit of your privacy. However, this makes it more difficult to sign up after the enrollment period is over. So please watch for more information included in your tomorrow's course email. And also, if your Facebook name is different than the name you registered with, please contact customer service and let them know so we can easily identify you and accept you into the group. So I see we are getting 4s, and I wanted to invite everyone from the webcast to come on over and join us. And we're just going to give a bit of time for that. And if you find at any time you're in a room, you're hearing background noise, or you can't hear anyone, if there's any technical difficulties at all, please press 5 on your telephone keypad at that point. Now I'll just be about 1 minute and you'll hear a bell. I want you to know as well that you can converse with each other. We say a half an hour, but if you're in conversation, you're more than welcome to spend as much time together as you need. And I wanted to remind you just of the topic that Bill has suggested. Gee, who am I as the Christ? And what does that mean to me? You'll hear a tone, to start the breakout.
You are now in a breakout. Please begin.